So there's a picture of the mass spec detector. They all work along the same basic principle. You put the compound into the gas phase. Well, in the case of gas chromatography then, that's easy. You have got your gas inlet here. That'll be your helium coming through from your column. Your analyte is going into then an ionization chamber. In the ionization chamber, you then whack an electron beam, so you can see the beam of electrons here being generated by a filament. That electron beam smashes into your molecule and it knocks an electron off. So we go from a molecule, which is neutral, to a molecule plus. Now that molecule plus then is now quite unstable. It travels after being collimated through this set of lenses here, in this case through a magnetic field. After the magnetic field, it goes through the collimator again, and then it's detected down this end. Now it's deflected by the magnetic field, and this then separates out based on the mass to charge ratio. So the first thing you get, I'm thinking back to first year, is you'll get a molecular ion, which is called a parent ion. Then after it, the parent ion, in the course of travelling from this point here to here, it's like a significant amount of time in terms of the lifetime of this particular parent ion. Some of those parents are not very stable. They fall apart in the process of being parents, and they turn into daughter ions. So the daughter ions then appear after the molecular ion, and you then get a decent spectrum. Now that spectrum then, when you look at the combination of the parent ion and the daughter ions, you're able to figure out what that molecule is. So the huge advantage of a mass spec detector over any of those other detectors is, in addition to getting an ion chromatogram, which is that plot of time versus signal intensity, you're able to take a slice through that particular peak that's coming off the column and find out what that is by analysing its mass spectrum. So people got the idea of what's happening there? So you've got a column, you're putting three analytes onto the column. Your nonane, your unknown analyte, and your decane, for instance. They move down the column at different speeds. So what happens then is that nonane's the lightest, it comes off first. Now as it comes off the column in the helium, it goes straight into a mass spec. So that nonane that gets into the mass spec, it then immediately does this process. It turns into a molecular ion, and then some of them fall apart into the daughter ions. And so what you have then is a peak coming off the column, and in parallel with that, you've analysed that peak to find out what it is. Yeah? Now the nice thing is you've actually got a library sitting there with the exact spectra for nonane, decane, and your analyte. And so you just computer match the fragmentation pattern that you see with the library and go, okay, that one's nonane, that one's decane, and that's the analyte of interest. So this is the thing that's used in horse racing industry to figure out what sort of drug that horse is on, or athlete, or